Hey guys, welcome to episode 71 of 4Play Anime Cast. This is June 1st, 2017, right on time. And this is the start of summer 2017 season. We are about to have fireworks over here, over in the great US of A. And of course, I think, just today, I think the episodes came out. I mean, the first episodes came out essentially July 1st, our time, which is July or July 2nd on Japan time. So we were just like pretty much watching it the hours before this episode, but some of the more interesting shows did come out early on, so we'll have a lot to talk about. And with me are the usual suspects, Toast here.
This layout is a nightmare.
Let's not talk about this too
Whose
much.
fault is that?
Let's not talk
Dark,
about this
I
too
would have
much.
liked
We'll...
several hours before
All right,
this.
we'll talk about this later. Dark.
Hey, I also gave Toast that 45 minutes ago, but all right.
And then we have somebody who unfortunately couldn't be with us during the summer previews episode, but we would like to. Back with technical problems fixed is Nier.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing? What's up?
What's an alpha channel?
All right, let's not do that too much. So again, we've been watching a couple of series.
Alpha channel is
Unfortunately,
A channel.
some of the, I guess, more interesting ones that we think would come out haven't yet, or I guess, okay, let me not say interesting, but the big name ones haven't come out yet. But again, the ones we are watching are pretty interesting in and of themselves. So what have you been up to, Toast?
Huh?
What have you been up to,
What?
Toast, the
Oh,
past 2 weeks?
I've been playing Ragnarok Online the past couple days. It's
Okay.
pretty cool.
Did your wife Lin Lin leave you? Or
It was
sister?
a
I don't know how the commercial went.
I'm playing the pre-renewal version, which is basically I think before 2014, 7, around those. Super old and like 250 million EXP to get to level 98 to 99, and that'll take me a month. So yeah, it's fun.
Oh, so what have you been watching, I guess, anime-wise,
Oh,
manga
that.
or reading
Oh.
manga? Yeah, this is that sort of podcast, right? Yeah. Okay.
I've been watching something called Katsugeki Tokenrambu. It's all right.
Okay, it's the Shaft one made by the God Eater team, right?
No, that's the UFO table made by the God Eater team.
Sorry, UFO table. Why did I say sh Oh my god. Sorry, this
You're
past
thinking
like
about
hours.
the other Fate series that will be made by UFO table.
Sorry. Yeah,
Will
this
it
past
though?
hour.
Or will it only ever get pushed back?
Yeah. Well, people are all keep getting hyped about it, but we'll see. So that's good. Now
Yeah.
that we'll move on to Dark.
Oh, you don't want me to talk about it? All right.
We can talk
Not yet.
about we could talk about more about what you watched in a bit, but Dark, what have you been up to these past 2 weeks?
What the hell are you doing to this Orla?
Who knows anymore? Now our names aren't there. Oh God. No one's here. What did I
Podcast
watch?
over.
That's a good
Yeah.
canceled.
Hosts are done. Yeah, okay, keep going.
I'm trying to think of what I watched. I know from the new season I watched Hinalagi and Casino School. I forget what the actual name is every single time I read it. But that's okay, because I won't be watching that anymore. What is it called?
I hate you so much, Toast.
Kakegurui.
Kakiguri? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not very good. Anyway, but other than that, I watched. I'm still keeping up with Symphogear to gear up for the one this season.
Yes. Has the first episode of Symphogear AX0, or whatever for the fourth season it is that they're calling, hasn't been released yet, right?
It's supposed to have gotten. I think it came out in Japan. I don't think it ever came out in. I don't think it got subbed yet.
Okay.
And posted anywhere. So,
Okay. So
oh well.
that's you've been through most of like the beginning shows. I mean, it's only been like the first day, so yeah.
Yeah,
And
more shows to come in like, a week is during this week essentially is when a lot of them seem to be starting up, and hopefully we'll get subbed.
Okay. So what about you, Nier?
Hi. I haven't been watching too much because my computer died.
His computer died is why he actually missed our preview episode here.
Yeah, my computer was completely fried for almost 2 weeks. So I didn't get to watch very much. But while it was fried, I watched a lot of Rurouni Kenshin.
What's a Rurouni Kenshin here?
Shut up. The Gantz movie. And it's pretty good. Very, very nice CGI. The way CGI movies should be done, but it's too expensive, so they don't do that. But I also watched the first or the 1th episode of Kakegurui.
Kakegurui, right? Yes.
Yes, which is the Funny Faces, the anime.
Shokugeki no Soma plus Prison School, sort of. Although, okay, this is, I mean, we'll go more into this, but I actually don't like bringing up Prison School, although it is, I use it as a tool to create an easier imagery in our minds.
I mean, I was going to compare it to Prison School as well, because it's got a similar...
grotesque nature.
Yeah, it's got a similar setup, I would say.
Yeah,
with the whole private school and... there's some fucking secret bullshit that goes on.
Yeah, I just don't like... Well, yeah, the premises are pretty similar, but in terms of, like, the themes and, like, kind of what it presents in terms of, like, humor and stuff like that, I don't actually like comparing it too much to Prison School, because that puts Prison School up on, like, this sort of pedestal, which I don't ever want to do in the first place. So.
Hey, man, it won an award. It is award-winning. It deserves
its
pedestal. It's
already on a pedestal, man.
Okay, so again, you know, beginning of the season. Hopefully, you'll find something that you'll get into a bit more though afterwards. Although you could get into Kakegurui, who knows?
I don't think so, but I don't know. The season looks kind of lame to me, but whatever.
Okay, so as for me, again, I've been kind of, you know, been on my usual web novel / light novel slog until, I mean, the thing is, I keep saying I want to go back to manga stuff, but it's such a daunting task these days because, you know, obviously.
How is it daunting? Manga's like 3 minutes a chapter. Do you read slow?
No. It's not. I mean, it's not just manga in isolation, right? If it was just manga, like, I'd be all over that shit. But it's not. Like, I also want to read web novels, light novel stuff. I have the anime watch. I have other stuff to do, you know, in my life, and so on and so forth. So it's
I know what you mean. You want to like turn your brain off and just watch some anime, you know?
Be not literate, but the thing is, and when I read manga, I don't like. I legit like start scraping like aggregation sites to find like everything that I could possibly read. So it's like an all or nothing situation. But anyways, I've been keeping up with my usual stuff. I saw some Kakegurui. I will have a lot to talk about that. I saw Hinalogi. I really bonus episode of Demi-chan came out, episode 13, which Dark also watched. I do also want to watch it real quick. I finished up some of this the series from last season with especially to know Tsuki ga Kirei. No spoilers, but I what I'll say about the ending is that it was relatively predictable, like 85% chance, maybe 90% chance of it happening. But it fit the theme, but I'm not sure how much I really liked it. I mean, like, it seems kind of cynical if I say that, but I'm not sure how much I liked it, but it does fit the theme of the whole story, so... congrats to Tsuki ga Kirei for kind of developing a solid package all the way through. You know,
did you like or hate the ending?
I liked the ending. I think more maybe could have been done, but it was solid enough as it is, again, with what it promised to deliver. So I can't fault it too much for it, but yeah. But that's neither here nor there. And I'll probably be talking about, you know, stuff a bit more, or the recent series a bit more, maybe, you know, do a throwback to last season. And I'm also trying to read, you know, improve my Japanese, get into reading visual novels, maybe here and there a bit more. And a lot of stuff is coming out this summer, like translated wise, because, you know, summer is when people have time to translate, you know, fan communities, and a lot of people aim for summer stuff because of summer sales, or, you know, a lot of people will be on the interwebs trying to search for games to play or whatever. So one that recently released was Libra Vampire Princess or something like that. And I actually have it. It's available on Steam, and you can also get like the uncensored patch for it. I believe they're also doing like a sweepstakes for the Dakimakura or whatever, which is not either here nor there.
Nice.
But yeah, apparently you get like a free Dakimakura, which is like $120 or something valued.
Wow, for a pillow cover?
I mean, you know how it's like really expensive. They're like those sorts of stuff. But anyways, I'll be thinking of maybe trying to do that. I also have another visual novel that's like free to play, but it's like really like it's one of those visual novels.
Is it Ghost Town Gunsweeper? I got that for $15.
It's like those C tier visual Python Western visual novels, like one manga day. And Nier and I are probably gonna check it out soon, so watch out for that.
Is it like Adam Girl?
No, Adam Girls was somewhat decently made, so...
Wait, what?
Compared
this thing
to this.
Is worse?
Compared to this.
Holy shit.
So, Nier and I will probably be going through that sometime soon, so look out for that.
Anyway.
Yeah, you just got folded. Surprise! So anyways, we'll move on to what Toast has to say. Again, Toast, you and I both we're okay with watching some like the Chinese shows and stuff like that. So, some of them have, you know, popped up early in the season thus far. So, what have you been up to, or what series do you want to talk about to start off discussions?
I mean, I don't know about you, but I think Token Rambu is pretty Japanese.
Okay. Do you like, want to talk about Token Rambu then?
Yeah.
Go for it. Yeah, okay. So you want to talk about Token Rambu then? Okay, so again, this is the Yuffie Table series, and it is one of the Yuffie Table series, if I remember correctly. I think there was another one. I'm not sure. But this one is directed/ like, you know, script produced, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Put up by the people who worked on God Eater and also Tales of Xillia, Tales of X, the animation. Zestiria, the animation. So, yeah, the artwork looks very similar to like the Tales stuff. But
I mean, that's what I thought so too when I started it up. I thought, hey, this looks just like the Tales team. And I was right.
Okay, so...
Oh, you want me to talk about the show now?
Yeah.
Well, do you guys know anything about the basis of Token Rambu?
Yeah, no? It's essentially, like... I mean, like, the easiest way to put it so that most people there would understand, it's like the mobile game, like, Kankore, like, collecting girls, except instead of girls, you're collecting ship girls. You're collecting sword boys, right, in a sense?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's basically a Kankoi clone, but there's a few key differences. One of the differences is that it's not
your
this
boys.
Yeah, there's also it's not this parallel world where girls are actually ship girls, but they retain memories of their previous lives, which no one remembers. Mm-hmm. You're actually a time traveler, and from the year 2025, and you're this great sage guy named Saniwa, and your job.
Wait, so is this? Wait, can I? Sorry. Let me. So, is Token Rambu isn't actually set in the future, or it's like set in a fantasy thing, but it's like presumably not in the future, right?
No, it's in the. You yourself are in the year 2025, and you send your sword boys back in time to stop these.
Is that the premise of the original like mobile game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought because I only heard about like the sword boys part, I thought it was only like. Because it's like even like the Hanamaru one, like the one where, you know, they're doing like much more slice of life stuff. They don't really start out in the future, right? Like they already start out in like time, like when they're already sent back and like trying to defend against stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I've always thought that was like the original back
No.
Yeah, you send your sword lads through magic space-time portal, and you fight, like...
Time retrograde armor.
Time demons that want to mess up history. It's whatever.
But... Yeah, pretty much. That's like, the whole basic story. You mean, I'm not... Just ancient Japanese history is not my forte, so I can't exactly explain the warring eras or the warring states or whatever. But that's not the important part. The important part is how it looks, right? And if the characters are memorable, and it's UFO table, it's the Mysterio team, it definitely looks cool, good. Fight scenes, I have no problem with. Story, eh.
How much CG is there? Because Mysterio had a lot of CG, and it looked really ugly because of it.
The skeleton bone boys, they're all CG. The zombie samurai are not CG. The major stuff that is UFO table, the good background and stuff, that's CG. But I'd like to talk about the main difference from this and Konkole. The main difference is your character shows up, actually, and has a speaking role. Whoa, dude!
Whoa, does this one have, like, an actual focus on what it's doing?
Yes. This Hanamaru is the slice of life. This is the more serious one.
I think that's a better... Like, at least these, like, collection stuff. Better thing to do than not have, like, how Conklin tried to do it. Yeah. My opinion.
I only understood half of you.
Yeah,
you're turning into Optimus Prime there.
I mean, this episode starts off, they're doing things, and at the big climax, your character shows up, the Great Sage. He goes back in time, and he's all like, let me handle this. And he summons even more sword boys to assist our two main characters.
So, what does it... Does it do the slice of life thing where, like,
no.
It has, let me finish. It has, like, the two, or, like, the main cast or whatever, and then everybody else is, like, super minor characters, or is it just, like, doing everybody?
From what I saw, there's a main cast of six. That's the one that appears in, like, the opening, and what are listed. So it might just be those so far. I'm not sure, because you start off with two sword boys, and then at the end of the episode, when they're outnumbered, your character comes in and he summons four more sword boys to help out.
He rolls the gacha.
Yeah, pretty much. But I assume these like six main sword boys will be the main ones for now. They're the only ones that appeared in the opening.
Okay. So, wait, you guys can hear me now, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, I think I like the whole, like, protagonist slash, like, the main player of the game being there.
Because he actually has a voice, and he will actually drive the plot along.
Yeah. The point is, he interacts with the thing. I don't want to say things, but the boys in a game where...
They're people, Spire.
Yeah.
They're real.
Where it's like, you're also, like, as the player, like, when you play the game, you're also interacting with them, right? You're not just like, oh, just, you know, collecting them for badges. A lot of people play them because they're, like, characters in the game that, like, talk back to you or whatever, right?
Yeah, sure.
So, I think I really enjoyed that part being reflected in something like this, in Tokenrambu, Katsugeki Tokenrambu, rather than Konkole, where it's like, or the animation, where it's like, it doesn't show that sort of interactive aspect that people, like, I mean the whole
reason
for, like...
Are we going to bring this up again? Because what they did right was they had a slice of life, like, side story, Hanamaru, and now they're doing this serious stuff, Katsugeki, which, you know, is one of the main
problems. They're covering both bases. Tokenrambu is covering both bases, actually.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with the action CG wise, like, what do you think of it?
It's UFO table grade, that's for sure. It looks nice.
Is it UFO table fate grade, though?
Sure. I mean...
If you say so.
Tails?
I think Toast is about to say define UFO table.
Yeah, like, Tails look good. Zestiria Tails... look good. CG-wise, Tokorambu looks good. Fate looks good. God Eater, if we're talking about like God Eater, no, it looks better than God Eater.
See, I don't think Zestiria look good, though.
Like, you want to elaborate the a little anime. Bit?
The anime, yeah. I don't think it looked that good. Like, even the hand-drawn shit. Outside of, like, the first episode, that shit did not look good. Like, it didn't look good in motion. Took a screenshot of it, maybe. But, like, when the characters were moving around and shit, it didn't look right, you know? So that's why I'm asking, is this UFO table Tails or UFO table Fate?
Because
there is
I'd
a big
fate.
Difference.
Or I'd say Tails. So far. Right. The faces are definitely from the Tails team.
Alright, so overall, I guess...
Overall, it's so far, it has a good premise because it knows exactly what it's supposed to do right off the bat. Small cast, your main character appears in order to interact with this small cast. It has a focus. It's going to... And it's going well so far. One thing, though, I will never remember the names of all of these sword boys except Tombokiri.
Yeah,
I have a history with Tombokiri.
Tombokiri, I only remember because of Kyokai Senjo, where it's like one of the major like weapons in it was called Tombokiri, like Dragonfly's Cutter, I think it's called, right? But like the other ones, like stuff like Muramasa, it's like you see that all the time in Japanese anime. Like all the time. So beyond that, it's a little bit hard. Like there's one that's like done by like the Susanoo, like, you know, like the sword wielded by Susanoo or whatever, like stuff like that. But it's like beyond that, it's very, very hard.
And I mean, there's one named Mutsunokami, but this Mutsunokami uses a gun, and I'm like, why does this sword boy use a gun?
Yeah, that's also what kind of confused me. Why are they using guns?
Because it's like, what was that Yakuza called? They were samurais, and it's like the age of guns is upon us. The samurai dying out. So the samurai gotta use guns to stay
relevant.
They gotta
adapt. Yeah, they gotta adapt.
They gotta still carry the last sword. Samurai with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean that's weird stuff.
One of them is named Kunihiro, and then like later on in the episode, your main character, the sage guy, he summons another Kunihiro. But it's like this Kunihiro looks almost just like the main character Kunihiro, who's basically Fubuki, but he's got short shorts on.
Nice.
That's just a personal problem. I can memorize all the Kankole names, because they have different hairstyles and hair colors, but I'm probably going to have trouble with this.
Yeah. Okay. So overall, again, I just said
it's a good premise. I don't know why people are comparing it to Fate. Probably it's because it's UFO table.
Because it's UFO table. Anything UFO table ever does for the rest of time will be compared to Fate.
Yeah. It's very unfortunate. But the additional problem is the type of fans that UFO table and Fate people attract. Kind of like whenever somebody sees like UFO table. Like, they kind of came here for the Fate kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's like they're already, like, when they see, like, any other titles, they're already
happy. Grand Order? You're going back in time.
Exactly.
Servants.
They're already, like, disappointed when they see something else that's not Fate. You know what I mean? So it's a hard thing to sell for you, for people, in a sense. And, yeah.
They're all savers.
Yeah, they're actually
this guy uses
a gun.
So that's
also Apocrypha, right? Apocrypha also has, like, all savers.
But Tombokiri is a spearman. He's a lancer.
Okay.
Then he's not a sword boy.
But
he's a stick boy.
Okay, so moving on. Again, thanks for covering Tokorambu. I'm actually planning on seeing the first episode a bit after this, but yeah.
It has a good... It's shaping up to be better than Kankole, so... You can only go up from here.
It's not a high bar.
Only go up.
Got him. It's better than Kankole. Anyways, moving on. I want to cover Hinology next. And this is the full name of it is Hinology, Luck and Logic. So this is I forget what studio it's made by. I'll find it in a bit, but it's but it is essentially a magical girl show, as people might have kind of guessed from, trailers, from the girl just kind of jumping around, having random powers and shit like that. Is it sort of pure male fan service, like how sort of Vivid Red was, how Strike Witches was? No, but it is not. It's not like one of those like pre-putta kind of shit. You know what I mean? Like where it's actually just like girl kid shows for like those who are like, kindergarten, elementary school. It's like shonen slash like, not seinen, I guess shonen-ish. But it is,
Wait a
another
minute,
magical girl show.
was this a show
What?
about the girl eating that sandwich?
The hot dog thing?
Yeah, hot
Yeah,
dog.
she was.
Hot dog and sandwich.
Yeah, that's all it's
Yeah.
about.
It's there's what Tess talk about. There's one funny part in the in the first episode where like the main girl like eats the hot dog, but she eats it in like a really weird way. Like she eats everything but the tip, and then like she like wiggles around the tip or something like that in a really weird manner, and then she sucks it in. It's I don't know,
Yeah.
like it's not even like I don't know, like
Maybe
that's
I
not
should watch
even
this.
yeah. Like okay, I was like, that's like obviously sexually suggestive. Like they made it to be sexually suggestive, but it's not like it
It
doesn't
doesn't
really
look
make
that way.
sense.
It
No,
just
no, no,
looks
no, no,
silly.
yeah, no, no, no. But even more than that, it just like doesn't really make sense if you think about it for more than like half a second. Like it doesn't actually make
Well,
sense, right?
it's not like she's just eating a fucking hot. She's eating like a full hot dog on the bun with relish, like.
No, but yeah, but it's not like she's like, like slowly like, getting it. It's like she eats all of it and then she just leaves out the tip and then she just like wiggles around. Like what the fuck? You're like, wow, this hot dog clearly suggests something sexually suggestive. Wait, what is she doing? You're like, what is she doing? So, oh, this is the Dogakobo series. Oh no. Oh, this explains a lot. So the artwork looks pretty similar to one or two other things. It's not Hime Goto, but I remember it from one series. Maybe it's a doujin that I'm remembering it, but the art. Sorry.
Awesome.
So it is. It does have pretty good audio visuals. The transformation scene is, I believe it is done most. Pretty much all in 2D with a little bit of help from CGI stuff like that, but there's like no like random like 3D shit flying around all the time, which is really nice. Transformation scenes themselves are pretty good, and that's sort of like the major part of these sorts of series these days, right? Where it's like they're trying to sell the girls kind of like jumping on each other and glomping each other, and then when the big bad whatever thing tangles up the other, their nakama, their tomodachi, they transform, right? And then these transformation scenes make money because merchandise, right? So in that sense, it's pretty good. The girls are they're not flat, but it's very like
Well, they are,
they're
but not in the way that you're
it's shut up.
thinking.
They're, how do I say it? They have a personality and it seems like they could vary from it, like they could do other stuff, but they push their sort of shtick so hard that it's like obnoxious at some points. Like the main girl, who is like essentially an airhead to some extent, right? To a large extent, says other stuff. She trances with the other girl, she has her flashbacks. Trancing is like how they gain their magical powers. They contact somebody from across the astral plane or whatever fucking universe, and then they gain their powers. But
Can't do it after 30, though.
yeah, but they, the girl like talks about some other stuff sometimes. But the times where she is an airhead, she is so much of this like bimbo airhead thing that you're just like, can we like not do this? Like, can we not do this? Like, it's okay if you just say, like, she just is like, or whatever. But don't be like, yeah, I'm just fucking, like, sinking on the ground. Or like, yeah, I'm going to be the best ever. And then it, like, freezes there for, like, 5 seconds. Like, no, I don't need to have this stuff, right? And then the Ojo-sama acts like the super Ojo-sama, the crazy, like, fanatic girl. Like, if you guys have seen Girls in Panzer, there's, like, one girl who's, like, super crazy about tanks. Like, she's like, a tank addict and knows all the facts and stuff like that. You know, this is, like, they have that sort of girl in Hinology, but she does that shit times, like, 50. Like, times 100. And I don't really like that, and I wish they'd scale it back down. I know I'm asking a lot from series whose only purpose in existing is to sell these magical girl transformation sequences into DVD omake plus whatever, but you know, they could try.
I feel like hers to me was the least offensive one though, just because like I could see what they were going for more.
Yeah,
it was more clear.
Yeah.
Like the Ojo-sama and stuff, like they do it a lot, but it's like really weird and inconsistent. I felt with that.
The transition is also a slight problem where they're just like they do like Ojo-sama stuff. They do stick, and then like when they suddenly do like talking scene, everybody just boom serious mode kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which again was unfortunate, but.
But I also saw the girl you were saying, the fanatic girl or whatever, like I saw more of like the character from what's it called as well, A Channel, as weird of a sort of like comparison to make that is. You know what I'm talking about, right? No, not A Channel. What the fuck am I? Why am I saying A Channel? It's not A Channel at all. I don't even remember the name of the show now. Well, fuck me. All right, I'm done. Never mind. I don't remember the name of the show anymore. It was the rom com. She's got the fucking buns in her hair.
Congratulations.
And it's the rom-com between the blue-haired girl as the main girl and the black-haired, like, soft-spoken guy.
Chitsuo Watashi or something like that? No, that's not...
That's...
No, that's Snafu? Greener. That's Greener.
Oregairu?
No.
No?
Fuck. What was it?
There's no blue-haired girl in that.
It's like, she's a blue-haired girl, and they always draw her as, like, a cat girl. Or, well, she's animated like a cat girl sometimes, too. When it's the more, like, romance-y scenes.
I had no idea what you're talking about.
Omamori Himari? No.
What
was it called? Here, there? In English?
Achikochi.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Excellent. Yes. Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, the orange-haired girl from Achikochi.
Okay. So
they have like the same sort of like gimmick going on where they're sciency and everything. Blows
yeah,
up
that makes them. Sense. That makes sense. All right. I think. Also, this series has, like, one or two newcomers coming in, which I do kind of like. One is the girl who did the sort of blonde-haired girl, Nene, in New Game. And one of the side characters in, like, Little Witch Academia, Asahina Madoka, is voicing this, along with Yamamura Hibiku, who did some smaller roles early on in the years before. But either way, the problem is it's like I'm okay with the transformation stuff. I'm okay with them just doing whatever. But everything in between is legitimately like slightly a negative to some extent for me. It's like it's not like, oh, I'm looking at it and it's like, oh, this is terrible. I'm not like that. But it's kind of like a drag, where they're kind of harping on their sort of shtick a little bit for me. Dark Mansion, it does have some resemblances to, like, you know, very, like, preset roles, like in Achikochi, the science girl. But I'm not sure whether, you know, taking that for, like, 10 minutes and then seeing 5 minutes of the transformation scene into, you know, whatever, it will be good enough for me. So I'll watch like one more episode and then probably put it on my backlog if it's not good enough. But like, it has the package. It knows what it's trying to sell, but the parts of the package that are kind of like filler-ish are dragging it down somewhat, is what I'd say of Hinology. Dark?
I mean, I said it last time during previews, I think. I don't remember. No, it wasn't about this show, but, you know, I've been out of prison my entire life. Why not change it up a bit?
Go all the way. Dude, you're gonna have, baby. Dude, you're gonna have Tenshin No-san-P coming up soon. You can't even say that.
You ever have a prison burrito, Dark? Or a prison pizza?
A prison hot dog?
I watched prison anime, though. Award-winning, in fact.
Award-winning. Jeez. But with that said, we are going to move on to our final series. And
ever. Of all time.
Yeah, ever.
This is the last episode.
Podcast over.
Yeah. But this one, I believe, Dark did watch. I think all of us, except for Toast, watched a little bit of it. What? And you didn't watch Kakigurui, right? Yeah, okay. So
yeah, I read the manga and I said I'm probably not interested.
Oh, you
in
read
this.
The manga? Yeah, okay. So all of us have seen or read a little bit of it, and it is called Kakigurui. Dark, you want to start us off?
Compulsive gambler.
Yeah. Guess what? It's. I mean, when Nier was
give us a rundown first.
Okay, so basically, it's this school, and it's got gambling in it. And it's a lot of gambling, and they gamble, and they do that for like
the gambling stuff happens.
Like
yes.
Yeah, and then you know, some girl throws down a card. It zooms in on her lips. It gets a little creepy, and then you know, and then you feel like you're covered in slime. And show's over, folks.
It is MAPPA show, I believe. So the same people who did stuff like Drunken Terror, Yuri on Ice, so on.
I didn't know it was the same people who did Yuri on Ice.
What if they had those same types of lips while they were?
I mean, you could kind of tell with like some of the CG shit in it, but
MAPPA used to look really nice, but lately not so much. This show kind of it looks nice sometimes, but
yeah, yeah, it does
but then
actually.
But then it tries to do the whole like prison school thing. Right?
Yeah, I was gonna point that out. Because earlier I compared it to prison school due to, you know, the school setting and they have secret stuff going on after school. But I feel like they kind of tried to emulate the aesthetic?
The sort of purpose? Yeah, I would agree.
Because you know how when you're watching prison school, you look at it and there's like a layer of fucking Vaseline over everything?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's almost that to this show. It's not as severe, but it's there, right?
And also sometimes like purposefully grotesque, like
is it like
of, you know
hyper realistic camera angles?
Yeah, pretty much. Like when you think of a prison school scene, like it's that sort of look to it, where everything starts getting a little too detailed in all the wrong places.
Yeah, the blonde girl has. A winning hand, so her face turns into that of a monkey for some reason.
Yeah, like a fucking like gargoyle chicka.
Yeah,
but
it's
it has like the grotesque sort of aesthetics. And when we say like prison school, we don't mean like obviously prison school invented like grotesque faces, but it's the easiest like most recent imagery we're using. So it has that. It has sort of the sort of femdom fetish to draw people in my opinion. Like, you know, like those people.
I mean,
one of the main characters less than human.
I was going to say, one of the first.
I'm a school pet, and this girl's using me as a stool.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck off.
So the feminine fetish is there to attract people and stuff like that. And it's going to be running strong, right? And then the rest of it's essentially, or the non sort of fan service part of it, is essentially Shokugeki no Soma, right? And what I mean by Shokugeki no Soma style is.
The mind games?
An extension. Yes, mind games in your food. but essentially, an extension of the sports series, or rather a variation of the sports series, where a significant part of the focus during like the matches is upon, you know, accomplishing something and then just like orgasming over it, right? So it's
and
like,
then at the end, you spend a solid 2 minutes explaining, oh, you know.
I'm a genius, yeah.
But it was all luck in the end.
Yeah, but it was It's like JoJo poses, but with like grotesque faces.
I can see this first episode being the, like, this first episode is going to have the same flow of every episode.
Yeah, I mean, of course, like, because I mean, it is essentially a sports series, right? But it's more
like
exotic.
The Death Note.
Didn't even really have that much like of
gambling?
Each game, though.
Well, this is just episode one. The game is going to, like, the game in the first like 2 to 3 episodes is going to be small, or the first 2 episodes is going to be small, or episode 2 is going to be some sort of like setup exposition.
What was
going
the first
into
game again? Like, is it the popularity contest?
It was the rock paper scissors.
Okay.
So my prediction is that they did this. Number two, they're going to do a little normal thing, do a very small game, and then lead up into more character development. Episode 3 starts off the first big game, you know, 4, 5, do some bullshit. And then 6, 7, 8 is going to be continuation, either into character development or into a second game or into training arc or some bullshit.
Well,
right?
I can tell you there's not very much character development in this series.
Yeah, I'm just predicting off my, you know, experiences with these sorts of series. But
yeah, I've seen a good chunk of the manga, and there's not very much. There's not much going on there.
Except just like orgasming over how much.
Yeah,
life,
it's gambling and faces. And
do you ever live on the edge of life and death?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the gambling creates the rivalries between the girls, and then they gamble more, and then they make more
faces. Gambling is the character development here. You just don't get it.
Yeah, you're gambling for that character development.
I guess I just lose every time.
Yeah. what I don't like about these series is that, first of all, it's like, and this brings me to a sort of like shower thought I had, but it's also sort of you know, stuff I've heard over the past couple of stuff. And this slightly gets away from Kakegurui, but it's still relevant. So people are always like, you know, nowadays it's like, oh, it's like a Monica ripoff. It's like, I like Monica, but this is a Monica ripoff. Or like, this is some other ripoff or whatever. And to be sure, there are series that are bad because they're trying to copy a series that was solid, and then they were, you know, they failed at it, either audiovisually or the plot wasn't good enough, or they just straight off copied and didn't really care about making their own stuff or whatever, right? But there are also series that are ripoffs, to be sure, and that is a slight demerit in its own right. I mean, whatever, there's a lot of copying going on in every form of literature, but because the original premise, the original structure of what they're trying to copy is not fundamentally sound, it makes for a problematic statement when people are like, oh, well, it's a ripoff and that's why it's bad. I'm just like, no, the reason why it's bad is because the structure itself wasn't solid enough to begin with. Like with, again, Shokugeki no Soma, like, sure, the food trivia is sometimes nice, although half the time the author is saying bullshit, like Kao and Saki, half the time the Mahjong stuff is wrong, right? And then...
How would you know, Spire? Are you a gourmand, or...
Because...
A Mahjong master?
Because I've tasted both fried eel and a plum, and sticking a plum in a fried eel isn't good.
how would you know?
That's just your opinion,
man.
Yeah.
Like your opinion, man.
That's my favorite dish, Spire.
You ever tried making African ramen, Spire?
African
peanuts
ramen.
Peanuts and chili peppers?
Yeah. But anyways, the structure of Shokugeki no Soma, obviously, this initial sports structure, I've never been a huge fan of, you know, the training arc, the tournament, you know, the matches taking like 5 episodes just to do anything. I've never been a huge fan of, and Shokugeki no Soma exacerbated that to a certain extent by having the overreactions, whatever, to stall for time. And then here, Kakegurui takes it here, and I'm sure a lot of people will be making references to Shokugeki no Soma, maybe even to Kaiji if they're stupid enough, doing whatever.
What about Akagi?
Yeah, or Akagi, whatever. They'll mostly probably say Kaiji because that's the more like referred to series, right? But I just don't like the fact that, you know, people are kind of write it off as a ripoff. No, it's a little bit worse than that, because the whole structure of this, you know, sports into, you know, essentially the four-part step, which is, you know, they explain the game, they take an entire episode, they take like 30 minutes to do like select moments that, you know, where they're like, is he going to choose A or is he going to choose B, you know, action. And then three, the result, you know, and, you know, people orgasm over it. And step four, which is what Nier said, which is, you know, explaining how the result came about and how the dude was a genius or a total, you know, blessed by miracles or whatever, right? And this structure is honestly fundamentally flawed, just because it's so repetitive. It's so, like, it's so made for episodic stuff. And even if it's not made for episodic stuff, the second step of it, which is, you know, going through the, is he going to do A or is he going to do B? It's, you know, it's not that much. It's not funny. It's not hype. The first time you do it, maybe. The second and third times you take, you know, three episodes to do that sort of stuff, it's not good anymore. And that's just, you know, it's both a ripoff and it's just bad on its own legs.
They make the funny faces.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and one last thing I want to talk about, or I want to say.
Cecil says, guys, it's like a liar game, but not as interesting. Is that what?
Yeah, that is pretty much. that is pretty much.
And liar games ending suck.
Yeah, I mean, you think Kakegurui's ending will be good?
The rest of liar game was pretty decent, like.
Unlike this. Yes. Yeah, but one thing I want to say personally before I let it off to the other guys is that I know that the main character is voiced by Jaime Sauri, right? I'm pretty sure I'm right, right? Like, there's no way. Yeah, I'm right. Yeah, I just checked it. Yeah. So it's Jaime Sauri, right? This situation is slightly different, but from Hanazawa Kana, but. Because, first of all, she fits the role in one half. But I'm not going to give any quarter on this because I didn't give any mercy to Hanazawa Kana when, you know, she's doing stuff, right? So what I'm going to say is that Jaime Sauri, I understand why they picked her for, like, the crazy part. But, like, she doesn't fit the role as a normal girl. You know what I mean? Like, when she comes in and when she's just, like, you know, doing normal stuff and she's, like, relatively confident, you know, as a girl, as a transfer girl, and just doing whatever, but she just sounds like either she is Hayami Sauri or she's super nuts Yandere Hayami Sauri, right? And there's like, and one thing sort of fits in like the crazy sequences or whatever, kind of sorta, because she's crazy. But the Yandere part, the Yandere crazy kind of like insinuating voice doesn't really fit that much. Yeah, but like the rest of it just doesn't fit that well. It's like the Haganai situation where I'm like, this voice is really off. Like, I feel like this girl should just be, you know, more confident, like Kitamura Eri kind of voice, right? Or Hikase Yoko kind of voice, or Minami Chihara kind of voice. And I don't know. They're kind of putting in Hayami Sauri because she's crazy and also because she's a big name. She's Hayami Sauri. But I don't support that kind of shit. I didn't support, you know, I don't support it when Hanazawa Kana gets in, you know, even for a role that she's relatively in. And I don't do it for Hayami Sauri because I can just hear the Hayami Sauri in her voice and then she just goes crazy whenever the gambit appears. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, that's kind of all I had to say about that stuff.
Yeah, whatever, fucking weeb.
So, Nier, do you have any last words for this or series? I know this is only the first episode. We might go back into it, but you know, any last words on how the initial package looks?
Well, first of all, the episode I watched had the worst fucking subs. Fucking congratulations and the 122th anniversary.
Shit, it was a pun. It was a joke. Gotcha. Got him.
Like. So that first off was a bad experience I can say that much.
You should be grateful they even stopped it, dude.
Yeah, I should be grateful. It's not about me, right? But I know this is going to be a series that's going to have shitloads of threads, and people are going to spam the fucking pictures of the wacky faces and be like, wow, this show is so good.
it's just like Prison School.
I don't want to see it. I don't care.
You know, people are going to use that for like so many memes, like all the time, just like the grotesque faces, like the face when blah, blah, and you're going to be like, God damn it.
Haha, funny face. But, I don't know. I said it in the Discord, but I've read the manga for this, and the manga's value, like the best you can get out of it, is essentially, damn, this looks nice. Wow, that's a funny looking face.
Wow, that's some impressive gambling.
The faces in Kakigurui are actually, the manga, from what it looks like, is a little bit softer than the stuff in the anime.
The faces in the manga are much better.
Yeah. It's like light novel stuff.
Because the faces in the manga, they're very detailed because, you know, those are the pages that the author works on, I guess.
Yeah.
And he doesn't make the girls look like fucking apes. Right.
You want to bet on that, Nier?
Like the first episode, the blonde girl is like, her lips go out like 2 inches from her fucking face. It's like, what is going on here? Like, they look gross in the anime,
are
right?
You saying your lips don't extend 2 inches out from your face?
So, the manga's value, like, it already has more than the anime, because the anime, it looks okay. But I can't really say it looks nice, right?